అనంతపురి వైష్ణవీ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితమృతకి శ్రీకృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ గోస్వామికి భక్తి పోస్కి జయ నాయ గౌ ప్రేమనందే. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్త వృంద శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితమృత Adi Leela, Chapter 5. We're going to read a series of verses. And then there's one purport in one verse. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 5. This is the text 149. I will just do the text myself, so these are several texts. Nityananda Swarupa Purve Ahiha Lakshmana Lagu Brata Hayakare Ramera Sevana. Translation. Lord Nityananda Swarup formally appeared as Lakshman and served Lord Ramachandra as his younger brother. Text 150. రామేర చరిత్ర సభా దుఃఖేర కారణ స్వతంత్ర లీలయ దుఃఖ సహన లక్ష్మణ. ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ రామ వర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ సఫరింగ్ బట్ లక్ష్మణ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ అక్వార్డ్ టాలరేటెడ్ దట్ సఫరింగ్. Text 150. Nisheda karite nare yata chota bahi monadari rame lakshmana mane dukha bahi. As a younger brother, he could not stop Lord Rama from his resolution. So he remained silent, although unhappy in his mind. Text 152. Krishna avatare jaista aila sevara karana Krishna ke kairala nama sukha ashvadana. Translation. When Lord Krishna appeared, he, Balaram, became his elder brother to serve him to his heart's content and make him enjoy all sorts of happiness. Text 153. Rama Lakshmana Krishna Rame Ram Savivesha Avatara Kali Dhane Dhammate Pravesha. Translation. Shri Rama and Shri Lakshman, who are plenary portions of Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, respectively, entered into them at the time of Krishna's and Balaram's appearance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. With reference to the Vishnu Dharmottara, the Laghu Bhagavatamrita explains that Rama is an incarnation of Vasudev, Lakshman is an incarnation of Sankarshan, Bharat is an incarnation of Pradyumna, and Shatrughna is an incarnation of Aniruddha. The Padma Purana describes that Ramachandra is Narayan and that Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna are respectively Shesha, Chakra and Shank, the conch shell in the hand of Narayan. In the Rama Gita of the Skanda Purana, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna have been described as the triple attendants of Lord Rama. Text 154. Sai amsalana chaista kanista bimana amsam sirupe shastre karaya vyakyana. Translation. You can repeat some words at a time of this translation. Krishna and Balaram.
Krishna and Balaram.
Present themselves, as younger brother, and elder brother. But in the scriptures, they are described as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead and His expansion. Om Jnana Atimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Get some water to drink.
In the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman appeared as, and interestingly in the Bengali, they also say Chotabai. I read it here. It says, Nishela Karite Nare Yata Chotabai. Chotabai. It says, younger brother. So the same word is in Hindi, I think, also, right? Chotabai. So in Ayodhya, before Lord Ramachandra married Mother Sita, Lakshman was his constant attendant. Constant attendant means that Lakshman used to rise before Lord Ramachandra rises, and Lakshman used to rest after Lord Ramachandra rests. That means he rises earlier and he takes rest later. That means constant attendant. That means he takes rest less than Lord Ramachandra. So being the constant attendant, he was in great ecstasy in serving Lord Ramachandra. And whatever Lord Ramachandra used to order him to do, he will do immediately without hesitation and with full enthusiasm. So when they were being trained in the military arts, and who trained them in military arts? Who? Vashishtha. So at the end of the training in military arts, like that, you know, they can release a missile through mantra. Not this gross stuff that we have around, like that. So after the training with the Vashishtha, like that, Lakshman, he took a vow. He took a vow in such a way to show that he is the constant attendant of Lord Ramachandra. And at the same time, he took a vow to please Lord Ramachandra, his elder brother, like that. And he took a vow that pleased the Vashishtha. And when they came back to Ayodhya, this vow was well known, including to Vishwamitra, like that. So the vow is that if anyone tells me to disobey the order of Lord Ramachandra, I will kill immediately. That much dedication and service attitude he had to Lord Ramachandra. Anyone who tells me to disobey the order of Lord Ramachandra, I will kill immediately. Like this. So as they grew, there was this Swayamvara for Sita, and Sita was married to Lord Ramachandra, like that. And they all came back to Ayodhya. Now prior to the Lord Ramachandra being married, Lakshman used to rise earlier than him, and he used to take rest later than him. That's how he serves, like this. Now, the situation has changed. He cannot be the constant attendant. He is suffering like anything. Who took his place? Mother Sita. And in this particular verse, beautifully given by Krishna as Kaviraj Goswami, like that, yeah, it says the activities of Lord Rama are full of suffering, but Lakshman of his own accord tolerated that suffering, like that. It's like, you know, if you do some intimate service to somebody and somebody just comes and takes it away, how do you feel? It's full of suffering, like that. He knew that he is going to be served also by his queen, and what's her name? Urmila. He knew that. But he's not in a category to accept service. Lord Lakshmi. He is not used to accepting service. He's used to only offering service to Lord Ramachandra. So he couldn't adjust. And Urmila was also suffering. And she will suffer even more when they go away, because she has no one to serve. She has no Lakshmi to serve when they go away to the forest. Like that. So these beautiful two verses are saying that although he is the younger brother, Chotabhai, Mona Dari Rahe Lakshman Mona Dukabhai. So Mona means silently, internally, although he remained silent, but he was greatly unhappy in his consciousness when this happened. Greatly unhappy in his consciousness. But he could not do anything because he was the Chotabhai. This word is there, nice word. He's the younger brother and he cannot instruct. He cannot instruct Mother Sita. He definitely won't instruct Lord Ramachandra, but he cannot instruct even Mother Sita. Okay. He used to, in one sense, he used to place Lord Ramachandra in bed. He used to place Lord Ramachandra in bed and then leave to his side. They were so attached when they were growing up as young boys that they used to actually sleep together. You know, when you're attached, you sleep together. Okay. They were very attached. Naturally, they were attached. So then, when the marriage took place and Sita came to Ayodhya and so forth, now he goes and stands in pain silently outside the inner chambers of Lord Ramachandra, because now Sita is his constant attendant. But he suffered these words here, Mona Dari Rahe Lakshmi, Mana Dukabhai. He suffered internally in silence, did not reveal his consciousness to anybody, because he didn't want to bring displeasure to Sita and Ram. And what's that vow he took? As a sort of dakshin to his brother and to Vashishtha. That anybody who tells me to disobey the order of Lord Ramachandra, I kill immediately. So we know the beautiful pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And it comes to a point where they are living in this cottage. Now, what's the name of that place where Marichi was coming as the form of a deer? What's the name of that place they were living? It's there in India. Panchavati. Okay. I was supposed to visit them, but I forget it. Panchavati. So they were living in this forest-made cottage with natural grass and so forth like that. And if you recall, Supanaka, she told Ravana, you got to see her, you will faint. So Ravana made his plan like that. And he called Marich, and Marich is a mystic from the negative side, is a mystic person from the negative side. He can transform himself into any form like that. So Ravana, he sent spies to Ayodhya. He sent spies to Ayodhya. And the spies had a field day because everyone is in great separation from Lord Ramachandra. So they're not so careful. The citizens and the guards. So the spies found out from certain people that Sita Devi in the inner quarters of the palace, it's like in the backside, backyard, there's a great field and there were a lot of deer. And she was very fond of deer. He found that out. So that news from his spies came to Ravana and he said, this is the plan. So he called Marich and he said, I instruct you, I order you, this is my plan, you should transform yourself into a beautiful golden deer, unseen like before, which will attract Sita. And this is my plan. So Marich said, my dear Master Ravana, I cannot do this. I already have experience with this Lord Ramachandra. He spared my life. Like that. He spared my life. So Ravana told Marich, if you do not follow my order, I will have you tomorrow morning for breakfast. Because he's a Rakshasi. So you have until tomorrow morning to decide. Otherwise you'll become my breakfast. Like that. So Marichi, before breakfast time could come, he went to Ravana. He said, my dear Master Ravana, I will follow your order. I will follow your order. Like that. So Ravana was so happy and excited because his lust is going to be fulfilled with somebody that if he sees, he may faint. Because he doesn't faint in front of beautiful woman, but this woman will make him faint. Like that. So, he asked Marich, why did you change your mind? That you're going to follow my order? So Marich just told him straight on his face. He said, it's better to be killed by Lord Ramachandra than to be killed by a rascal like you. And Ravana, he started laughing. Although he was called a rascal by his own man, he started laughing. He said, so long as you follow my order, I don't care what names you call me. Go and do the job. Like that. So then, Marich came, as we know, the pastime unfolds, and he transformed himself into a beautiful golden deer. And the golden deer was as if a painted picture, like that, see? And Sita spotted the deer from a distance. And she said, Ram, I want that deer. Because she misses fondling deers, which she used to do in Ayodhya. I want that deer. Like that. So Ram immediately knew something wrong with the deer, and Lakshman also knew. Like that. So Lord Ramachandra, he gave the order to Lakshman. I am leaving Sita now in your custody. Protect her with your very life. Protect her with your very life. That is an order, an instruction. And as we know, Ram went off to, Lord Ramachandra went off to fetch the deer, which went a little far away, which was the plan of Ravana. So Lakshman, he never ever looked at the beautiful lotus face of Sita. He never ever looked at her. He only knows her beautiful lotus feet. He only sees her feet. So as the pastime unfolds, we are aware that Marichi, in the form of this golden deer, when he's being pierced by the arrow of Lord Ramachandra, he impersonated Ramachandra's voice. Right? And he screamed, Lakshman, Sita, please help. He impersonated that voice. Lakshman knew it was an impersonation. But Sita was overwhelmed with emotion. Oh, can you go and help? Can you go and help? Can you go and help? Did you hear the cries of help of my master, Ramachandra, your elder brother? Can you go and help? Like that. So Lakshman said, no. I follow orders. And the order from Lord Ramachandra is that you are in my custody and I protect you with my very life. So then Sita became a little disturbed and distraught. Now, he's in danger. You go and help. You go and help. You please leave me. I'll be okay. You go and help. Like that. Then Lakshman became angry. He became angry. Never happened in the history of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's Leela such an awkward situation. And what is the awkward situation? And this is one of the most painful situations for Lakshmi. One of the most, already he suffered when she married him, you know, took away his service as personal attendant. Now it's worse. Now Lakshman was given service by Ramachandra to guard her, and still now she wants to take away that service. What is the vow Lakshman took? Anyone who tells me to disobey the order of Lord Ram, I kill immediately. Who is telling him to disobey the order of Lord Ramachandra? Sita. He has to kill. At the same time, he has to follow the order to protect. Very awkward. Never happened like this in the history of the Lord's Leela. The person you have to protect is telling you to disobey the order, and you took a vow to kill. Such suffering he went through. So automatically his head went for what is called an arrow from the quiver. And that arrow is a very special arrow. It's an Agni Astra. It's a fiery arrow. When he pulled out that arrow, Sita became petrified and scared. Petrified and scared. And for the first time, he broke his code of conduct. For the first time, he looked at Sita in the eyes. Always is looking at her feet. He never looks at her. First time he looks at Sita in the eyes. That I have to disobey your order. Or I have to disobey Lord Ramachandra's order. Now which is which? He was very confused. Very, you could say, a situation that demands some clarity of like using one's buddhi, one's intelligence, what to do here. Very confused. But he took out that arrow. It's an Agni Astra. And he placed it between his eyebrows. And he invoked the mantra. You know they do like that? Invoke the mantra. And you can see his eyes were like copper red with anger at Sita. Like that. And she's demanding you go and help your brother. And at the same time he has to protect her. Like that. But the arrow came because he took out that vow. Took that vow. At that time, the next thing he has to string that arrow into his bow and shoot. Like that. That's how angry he was. Sita saw that anger. Unknown to Sita, a mother appeared to Lakshmi. Who is Sita's mother? Kama. What's the meaning of Sita? Plow. Who is the mother? Bhumi. Bhumi appeared. And don't know. Sita doesn't know what's happening. Bhumi appeared. And Bhumi is conversing with Lakshmi. You want to shoot this arrow at somebody who tells you to disobey my order. Or to disobey the order of Ram, and that is my daughter. You shoot the arrow at me. Because the mother is as good as daughter. And you spare her. Because she is telling you to disobey the order of Lord Ramachandra to protect her. So she, Bhumi, came to the rescue and she reconciled everything. But that arrow has to have a target, it has to be shot. So therefore Bhumi appeared. And Lakshman, he shot the arrow to the earth. And after he shot the arrow to the earth, like that, Lakshman told Sita, Before I go, I have to instruct you. And for the first time he instructed Sita. Sita said, you give me any amount of instructions, but give it quickly and go. Like that. So in front of Sita, he took that same arrow that he shot at Bhumi, Mother Earth. Mother Earth cannot be killed in that sense. And she took that velocity, the force of that arrow, which was meant to kill. And with that same arrow, he drew this famous, what do you call that?
Lakshman?
Rekha. Rekha, yes. That's the Hindi words, right? Yeah. I don't know Hindi, so. So he drew this famous ring around. And she said, please, give me the instruction and go. Why are you doing this ring around? And he told her. Now that Agni Astra created a ring of fire from the outside, not from the inside, because it's Agni. And the same arrow he took and he put it back in his quiver. Never used it again. And he went off to help Lord Ramachandra. But we should also know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, quoted from the Purana, which Purana is that? Anyway, it's not coming right now. Yeah. We should also know that Ravana did not actually kidnap Sita. He actually took the Chaya or Abbas group of form of Sita away, a shadow form. Nobody can touch Sita. That's another long discussion and talk, which will take some hours. What that happened?
Kurma.
From the Kurma Purana, yes. It's mentioned here in some parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But that's another discussion altogether. So then off Lakshman went. And Sita said, I will follow your instruction. And off Sita went. At least Lakshmi went. Then comes after Ravana is killed. Now this is suffering for Lakshmi. It is suffering. It's too much. Like that. But he's the younger brother. As the younger brother, he has to follow the order of Sita as well as Lord Ramachandra 100%. It's a suffering condition. Then at the end when Ravana was killed, like that, Ramachandra sent Hanuman. Go and get Mother Sita. So Hanuman went and he consulted with Vibhishan. How should Mother Sita come? So Vibhishan said, see, she's a princess. She's a queen. Like that. She should be nicely dressed. He has the clothes given to her. She should dress and come. But Sita wanted to come as she is. And she came as she is. Hanuman brought her. So as soon as she was approaching Lord Ramachandra, Ramachandra said, stop. Don't come any further. So she was bewildered. So she asked, my dear Pati, why? Ramachandra said that I appeared not to rescue you. I appeared to uphold the ethics and the principles of the Raghu dynasty. And the Raghu dynasty always upholds Dharma. That is what I have done. And anyway, I cannot take you back because you are living in another man's place for so many months and I don't really know what happened. So I cannot trust that you are chaste. So Sita, this is Maya Sita, not actual Sita. This is Maya Sita, looked at in luxury. She has no other shelter. She looked at luxury. And Maya Sita looked at luxury that I have no reason to live. Could you please create fire? Could you please bring fire? I have no reason to live. So Ramachandra looked at Lakshmi, you know, in his motion, he said, do it. And Lakshman was shocked that I have to light a fire for Sita to enter and take a life. How painful that is. At that time, Lakshman, when he received the order of Sita and Ram acknowledged, followed that order of Sita, Lakshman took a vow. He said, never again I will be younger brother. It's just too much. Because I have to strictly follow. Never again I will be younger brother. And Lakshman took out that same Agni Astra arrow. And he shot that and fire came. And Maya Sita entered that fire. Where was she? She was in the abode of Agni. And that is fire. So the fire god cannot touch Sita. So he's a little bit scared. You know? I cannot touch Sita. Mahalakshmi, I like that. So in his anxiety, wife comes. Who is his wife? Swaha. You know when you do fire yagya, you make Swaha. That's his consort. That's his queen. So Swaha came. What is the anxiety? Now Sita has to go. Ramachandra is waiting. Sita has to go. So Sita, in the embrace or in the energy of Swaha, was carried by Agni Dev and came into that fire that was shot by the Agni Astra. And Maya Sita went in, was burnt. And the real Sita comes out. Then Ramachandra said, let's go to Ayodhya. So that vow of Lakshman is fulfilled here in these verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is another appearance, another reason for the appearance of Lord Balaram. And he took that vow as Lakshman when he had to get that fire going, light that fire with his Agni Astra. He said, no more. No more younger brother. So in this appearance, in the Dwarpa Yuga, that was in Treta Yuga, disappeared in Dwarpa Yuga, he appeared as Balaram, like that. And it said, you're beautiful, he appeared as Balaram. And what did he do? Beautiful verses. Krishna avatar jeshta aila sevara karana Krishna ka karela nana sukha ashvadana. When Lord Krishna appeared, he, Balaram, became his elder brother to serve him to his heart's content and make him enjoy all sorts of happiness. And he served him to his heart's content because he is elder brother. Krishna as younger brother cannot really instruct elder brother. So therefore he can serve his as content as he desires. Like that. As the elder brother. And one of the things that he did, which was a crucial decision, if he was younger brother, he would have been forced to do it. But he didn't. It was such a crucial decision. When Balaram came to know that the arrangement was being made for that great fight, the battle of Kurukshetra, like that, between the two rival parties, the Kuru dynasty, one headed up by Duryodhana and the other headed up by the Pandavas, Maharaja Yudhishthira. When he heard that Krishna was taking sides, that Krishna is the charioteer of Arjuna, like that, he did not give Krishna and the Pandavas a chance to come to him. Because he is elder brother. Like that. And he is good in as in the category of Maharaj Yudhishthira. In the category of good as Maharaj Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira is a man of dharma. He will not force. He will not force. He will not order like that and instruct. Like that. So Balarama, he quietly, he did not like the idea of these two going to war, Duryodhana's party and the Pandavas, Yudhishthira's party. He did not like the idea at all. Even he tried to be a mediator, Prabhupada says. He tried to mediate between the two. Don't fight. Let's work this out. Like that. But his mediation also failed. Then he said it is impossible to avert the war. It's going to happen. Like that. So Krishna could not instruct him because he is elder brother. Maharaj Yudhishthira would not do either because he doesn't force. Although he's a man of dharma. Like that. He has a soft heart. Like that. So finding it impossible to be around before they even come to him. Like that. And he did not wish to take part in the war on behalf of either party, like that, because he was affectionate to both, like that. In fact, Balaram taught Duryodhana how to fight with a, how to fight with a, that club, yes. And Duryodhana was his favorite student, like that. So he said, I am not taking part in this war, like that. He left Dwarka. And he said, I am going on pilgrimage. And when he came to the area of eastern India in Orissa, he did not go to Jagannath Puri. He did not go to? Why? Because they were worshipping him. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, he avoided. Wherever he was being worshipped, he avoided, especially Jagannath Puri. Like that. This is given. This is given in the scriptures in that way. So that is Balaram. This is one of the reasons why Balaram appears. Because Lakshman took that vow that I will appear as elder brother, no more younger brother. So I can do what I want. And that. Okay, you have any comments or questions? We don't want to finish very late. Every day gets late here. Yeah. You want more katha or questions, clarification? There's some other part to this, like that. Although Balaram appeared as the elder brother, Balaram, there are three energies of the Lord within what is called Chitta Shakti, within the internal energy of the Lord, like that. And there is the Samvit, Sandini, and Ladini Shakti. So within these Shaktis, Balaram is the Ishtadev for Samvit. The spiritual master is the Ishtadev for Sandini, or maybe the other way around. And Radharani is the Ishtadev for Ladini Shakti. So as a result of that, Balaram does not directly serve Radha, Krishna and the associates. He serves through his expansions. Balaram expands as Krishna's pillow. Pillow? He expands as Krishna's bed. In some places it also says he expands as Krishna's flute. So all the paraphernalia that gives Krishna pleasure is an expansion of Balaram. Like that. And therefore in Chaitanya Leela we have what is called the Balaram Mridanga. You know we play? We call it. Because it's an expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. Like that. Now, this Balaram, still he was not satisfied. Although as elder brother he could make his decision, he was not completely, you could say, happy in serving, because his energies are serving. His energies are serving, like that. He's not completely satisfied. And especially he knows how dear Srimati Radharani is to Krishna. But she will not give him any service. Whereas as Mother Sita, she gives him so much service. Although it is sometimes painful to do. But here, no direct service from Srimati Radharani. And no direct service from Krishna. Because he is elder brother. So he was feeling that. He was feeling that pain. He was feeling that. But there's one point of how to get close to Srimati Radharani. And how does he get close? Anyone knows? You know? Through Srimati Radharani has a younger sister. What is her name? Ananga Manjari. She has an elder brother. What's her name? What's his name? Sridhar. This family. He always was attracted to Ananga Manjari. For some reason. Like that. And somehow Ananga Manjari and Balaram, they like sort of born in consciousness, but not, you could say, in pastime. They born in consciousness, but not in pastime. Like that. And still even incomplete. Balaram has a consort between like Mathura and Dwarka, but not in Vrindavan. And her name is? You don't know? Revati. You know? Her name is? Revati. But he doesn't have that sort of situation in Vrajmandala. In Vrindavan, so to speak. He doesn't have that. But he was bonding with Ananga Manjari in consciousness. And that's how he gets connected and close to Srimati Radharani. But he still has desire that I want to serve the divine couple. I want to serve Radha and Krishna, but they will not give me service. But he has this other service. Actually, Balaram expands as the whole Dham. He expands as the whole of Goloka in that sense. But he still has this desire. Like that. How is that desire fulfilled? He again appears as elder brother. As Nityananda Balaram. And how does he serve Radha Krishna? In the form of Lord Chaitanya. Very intimate service. Like that. And Ananga Manjari becomes, come on, Janava Mata. Ananga Manjari is the same form of Janava Mata in Chaitanya Leela. So therefore in Krishna Leela, including Krishna, like that. Om Purnamadak Purnamidam. Krishna is Purna and Balaram is also Purnam in Krishna Leela. They are complete. Now part of being Purnam or complete is you have to feel some incompleteness. You have to feel some. Otherwise it cannot be called complete. Part of feeling complete, you also have to have the feeling of feeling incomplete. See? So Krishna feels incomplete because he cannot experience Radharani's love for him. Incomplete. Balaram feels incomplete because he cannot serve Radha Krishna. So when Balaram takes the personality of Nityananda Balaram, as even Chaitanya Charitamrita calls him, Nityananda Balaram. When he takes the feature of Nityananda Balaram, then he becomes Purnam, Purnam, completely complete. From just Purnam to Purnam, Purnam, completely complete. And the same thing happens to Krishna. He becomes Purnam, Purnam, completely complete. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, experiencing Radharani's love for him. So therefore, it is so important for us, if we want entrance to Goloka, if we want entrance to Goloka, we have to go through the consciousness of the Panchatattva. There's no other way. So in that sense, the Panchatattva are more powerful than Radha Krishna. Only by their mercy you can have entrance to enter into Radha Krishna Leela. From Purnam, Purnam, completely complete to complete. Like that. In that way. So this is another reason why Balaram appeared. So that Nityananda can appear. And is also again appearing as the elder brother to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, you have any questions now? Prasadam, that's the question. Alright, so we'll meet again tomorrow after Julan Yatra at around 8 o'clock. And we'll speak a little bit more about Balaram tomorrow and then again Balaram on Sunday morning. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Bhakti Bihari ki jai. Shri 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 Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Balaram Purnima Ki Jai, Shri Krishna Janmastami Ki Jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande Ki Jai.